मौनव्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्व युवानम वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतम् ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रम् करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपम् स्वात्मा रामम् मुदितवदनम् दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकम् शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारि कृपासुताब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रुत्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चार्त्वेषभिज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृताम् यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकम् सत्यम् परम् धीमहि सत्यव्रतम् सत्यपरम् त्रिसत्यम् सत्यस्य योनिम् निहितम् च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यम् मृतसत्यनेत्रम् सत्यात्मकम् त्वाम् शरणम् प्रपन्नाः मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपा तमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् जयति जगति माया यस्य कायाधवस्ते वचनरचनमेकम् केवलम् चाकलय्य ध्रुवपदमपि यातो यत्कृपातो ध्रुवोऽयम् सकलकुशलपात्रम् ब्रह्मपुत्रम् नतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षताम् तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणाम् करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यम् तम् व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुम् मुनीनाम्। भगवान ब्रह्मा जी क्रिएटेड स्वायंभुव मनु एंड शतरूप एंड आस्क देम टू परफॉर्म देयर ड्यूटीज एंड रूल द कर्म भूमि कॉल्ड दिस अर्थ। बिफोर द बर्थ ऑफ स्वायंभुव मनु Brahmaji created by his mere wish as Manasa Putraha nine Prajapatis and Narada Bhagavan. So among the nine Prajapatis, Kashyapa Prajapati was there. Another name for him is Marichihi. He had two wives, Diti and Aditi. Diti was mother of Asuras and Rakshasas, Aditi was mother of Devas. Kashyapa Prajapati managed both of them with a simple mantra, Tathastu. Tathastu means what? Let it be so. So there is a teaching for the householders how to handle Tathastu. Whatever they wish, you fulfill their desire as much as possible. So whatever happens in the family life, he was mere Sakshi, and being a jnani, personally he did not have any desire to be fulfilled. He fulfilled the desires of his wives. When devas are upper hand, Diti will come and tell, my children are suffering at the hands of devas, so you give some boon. Then he will give some boon. That boon will be in the form of having powerful children. Then when asuras are at upper hand, Aditi will come and cry. So he will ask. She will ask one mantra. She will practice that mantra. Then powerful devas. So this was the Bhagavan's family it is actually, because Bhagavan wanted both of the people in balance. So whenever devatas got ahankara, so he needs someone to put their ahankara down. So asuras were given upper hand. Once what happened? Diti, mother of asuras and rakshasas, wanted to have a child. Therefore, she approached with that desire, she approached her husband. So it was Sandhya time, Sayam Sandhya. Kashyapa Prajapati was in Agni Hotra. So as a Grahastha, everybody should do Agni Hotra. So Kashyapa Prajapati was in Agni Hotra prayer. So knowing the desire of Diti, Kashyapa Prajapati told, please wait, this is not the time, this is the time for prayer, no appointment for any other person, so wait, I will fulfill your desire when time comes. But this Diti, mother Diti, was overpowered by lust, so she lost her self-control. Shukacharya says, like a shameless public woman, she pulled the cloth of the husband, it seems. So no, there is no other way. Due to the insistence of his wife, Prajapati completed that Agnihotra prayer in a half way. Because people should allow you to pray, na? So he went with her in privacy, then fulfilled her desire. After fulfilling her desire, immediately he warned her that the children who are going to born will be terror for 3 worlds. That type of children are going to born. And these children will be harmful personalities to the devatas, and they will antagonize even Lord Vishnu, and ultimately they will be killed by Lord Vishnu. So it's not a good news for a mother. So now mother Diti repented for her improper contact and asked forgiveness from her husband. There is a message for the modern world. Generally, Sandhya time is for prayer. We don't find anywhere prayer is going on during Sandhya time. It is prime time for TV. Correct? Minds are engaged in entertainments. And due to media influence, in the modern society, majority of children are products of lust. That's why all this problem, Ashanti. Because the cause is lust and lower desires, the product will be what? With the same. So Vedanta or this scriptures are very psychological, you see. That's what Swami Vivekananda used to say. A child which is born without the prayers of the mother or the parents will be a brute, and he will be a curse to the society, he says. So we find majority in the society, especially in modern society, from the childhood onwards, mind is corrupt. Compromise happens, compromise with satya, compromise with purity, and they call it modern and progressive society. What progress, we are not able to understand. So Diti repented for her improper conduct and prayed to her husband that somehow or the other, this kula should be protected. These 2 children cannot be protected, she came to know. Because they are going to be the enemies of the Lord by violating dharma, by harming the innocent people. So she asked, somehow or the other, my kula has to be protected, please tell something. Then he assured, every desire and every action will have its result. You cannot avoid it. According to the nature of the desire and action, the result will be No one can avoid result after the performance of an action. You should have thought over before performing the action. Generally, what happens? After performance only, we generally repent. That's what Bhagavan Krishna in Gita says. Kamayesha krodhayeshaha rajoguna samutbhavaha mahajano mahapapma vidhi yenam vairinam. These two, kama and krodha. Mahashanaha, you can never fulfill it, satiate yourself with those things. Mahapapma, it will make you to do anything. It can make you to do, stoop down to any level. Vidhi enam vairi. So, one should understand the inner enemy, they are powerful rakshasas. That's why these rakshasas always twins they will be. Kama, krodha, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. Ravana, Kumbhakarna, like that they will be two. So, Kashyapa Prajapati told, these two Rakshasas will born as a result of her misconduct. They will be named as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. But in that lineage, a child will be born to Hiranyakashipu and that child will redeem this Rakshasa Kula by his devotion towards the Lord. So now Diti was pacified and in course of time she gave birth to twin children. Both were male children. When they were born, naturally all evil omens appeared. Bhukampa, everywhere darkness and all the stars are falling and tornado, wind, like that varieties of evil omens were seen. Then when they become adult, they performed intense tapasya. Hiranyakashipu was elder one among the twins and he did intense tapasya and he got a boon from Brahmaji. All Rakshasas will ask one particular boon. What is that? I should not die. Freedom from Kalatattva they want. And I should not die when they ask. What they mean? Their physical body should not die. So it is impossible. Even Bhagavan cannot give this boon. Because when Bhagavan himself comes as avatara, he himself cannot protect his own physical body. Where is the question of protecting others' physical body? So he asked Brahmaji, please give this saha varam vendum. Give the boon that I should not die. Then Brahmaji told, it is out of my syllabus. I don't have power. Ask something. Okay, I should conquer Yamadharma Raja. Because Kalatattva Adhishtana Devata, try to get something. If you are not getting, you go this way, that way and try to get same thing. So he told, all right, Kaladanda will not do anything. Kaladanda means what? Punishment given by Kalatattva will not do anything. This much only he told. So, because of this boon, these fellows went straight to Yamadharma Raja and fought with Yamadharma Raja. Just now Yamadharma Raja came to know this is Kaladanda will not work. And when Yamadharma Raja is about to throw that Kaladanda to destroy this Asura, Brahmaji says, stop. By throwing, you will have problem both ways. Suppose by your power this Kaladanda destroys, my words will become asatya. Okay. And if it doesn't destroy, you will be known by everyone that you are good for nothing. So don't attempt. When you are going to lose both sides, so don't attempt. In that way he conquered Yamadharma Raja. Then his brother Hiranyaksha, whose brother, Hiranyakashipu's brother, Hiranyaksha, as even he completed tapas, he was waiting to fight with someone. When they have power, they want to show it, they want to prove it. These are problems, samsara. So he went to everywhere, he went to Meru Parvata and he gave a knock. Then Meru Parvata told, I am an old man. Adhishtana Devata told, I am an old man. Meru Parvata means Himalayas. So what is this you are trying to prove your power? you go to Devatas, Indra Loka. So he went to Indra Loka. As even Indra and others came to know this fellow is coming, they simply took flight because power of moon. So they fled away. Disappointed, went to deep ocean. You can see this is all psychology, no? You have something, you want to do something, but there is no field or there is no person to recognize your power or this. So he went to deep ocean and challenged Varuna Devata, lord of aquatic creatures. Varuna Bhagavan knew that this fellow has to be killed by Bhagavan Vishnu. So, therefore, he told, I have accepted my defeat. This is one of the method of winning the game. Sending to the proper person is the one of the method of winning the game. So he told, hey Hiranyakashipu, if you want to fight with someone, you should fight with the equal. And if you want to know somebody has equal, he is Bhagavan Vishnu only. So Hiranyakashipu was in search of Lord Vishnu. Anybody searches Lord Vishnu, Bhagavan Naraji will come and help. Whether it is with devotion or with hatred or with arrogance, whatever it may be, that fellow is in search of Bhagavan Vishnu. So if Dhruva comes for the sake of fulfillment of worldly desires, Bhagavan Naraji came and helped. And Prahlada wanted to surrender to the Lord completely by devotion, Narada Bhagavan was Guru. And here for Hiranyakashipu, so he wanted to guide Hiranyakashipu. So on the way he appeared. So he need not walk and other thing, so he can fly. So Hiranyakashipu saw a person with Rishi Vesha and, hey, who are you? Then Naraji told, people call me Narada. Narada? What is the meaning of Narada? One who shows the way to the Narayana. Narada means one who shows. Oh, you know Narayana? Yes, yes, I know Narayana. Where is he? I am in search of him only. Where is he? No, he is in a place called Vaikuntha. Oh, you know very intimately? Yes, yes, I used to go very now and then. Please tell about his powers and other things. So Naraji got one opportunity. Because these sadhus, they want some opportunity to talk the glory of the Lord. So they have to catch hold of someone. And for poor Narada, everybody is busy with their own things. So when he gets a chance, so he took that Veena, Swara Brahma Vibhushitam Veena, which was given by Bhagavan. So he sat, he started. Bhagavan Vishnu is Shruti Matra Gocharaha Sakshat Paravasudevaha Shriyapatihi Anantashayanaha Vaikuntanataha. Hey, stop. What you are talking? No, no, you only told what are all. I don't understand Sanskrit. Please tell in English. So, so he told, he can be known only by Shruti. And Sakshat Parabrahman he is, and Sriyapati he, Lord of the Lakshmi Anantashayanaha, he is lying on the snake bed. And Vaikunthanathaha, master of the Vaikuntha Loka, Padmalochanaha, his eyes are like lotus petal. And Bhuvanapavana Gangayaha Karan. From his feet, drop of waters fell and that became Bhuvanapavana Ganga. And Devanam Patihi, master of all Devatas, Rishinam Patihi, master of all the Rishis, Pitambaradhari, Shankachakka Gadadharaha, Purnachandra Mukaha, Dharanya Patihi, husband of Dharani Mata, holding Dharani, like that he told. Where he is holding Dharani, he asked. Near Rasatala, he was holding this one, you can go and meet him. So hearing this, Hiranyakashipu was mesmerized because Puru Samskara is there. We are going to see this fellow was doorkeeper, gatekeeper in Vaikuntha. So how many times you would have seen Bhagavan going and coming out like that. So he thought, somewhere else I have seen all these things like that. And he was mesmerized by the beauty of the Lord, which was told by Naradji. So wanted to meet Vishnu. But this idea of fighting with him is there, it's very strong. So when he went to Rasatala, he saw the Lord in the form of Varahamurti. A huge pig form he saw. Varaha means pig. Huge pig form he saw. And he could not control his laughter. What is this? This Narada told all this beautiful form and Pitambradhari, Chandramukaha, like that. So many nice things he told. All are lie or what? People keep their servant to spread like this. So he might have paid by this Vishnu. So laughed out and in ridicule he told, Aho vanagocharo mrugaha. Oh, I thought he is at least in human form. Now I find that he is vanagocharaha mrugaha. He is in wild animal form. What a fate it is. I have to fight with a wild animal. Is Vishnu after all a wild animal? So he criticized the Lord and challenged the Lord to fight with him. So hearing the comment of Hiranyakashipu, Bhagavan was really in humorous. Bhagavan was really in humor because his own servant is not able to understand, recognize Bhagavan. So seeing his ignorance with a beautiful smile, Bhagavan says, Satyam vayam bho vanagochara mruka yushmadvidhan mrugaye grama simhan namrutyupashai pratimuktasya veera vikathanam tava ghruntya bhadra. Hey Bhadra, oh my dear, what he spoke is really truth. Vayam vanagochara mrugaha. Vanagocharaha, vane, vanagocharaha means one who roams in the forest. One who roams in the forest. As Ramavatara, he is going to roam in forest Dandakaranya. In Krishnavatara, he is going to roam in Vrindavana. So, one who roams in the forest is called vanagocharaha. It is fact only. What you told that, I am vanagocharaha, is a fact. Another meaning is, one who is found by the rishis, who are vanagocharas, who are roaming in the, who are living in the forest, by them Bhagavan is found. Therefore, Bhagavan is called vanagochara. Another meaning is, vanam means aranyakam. Aranyakam means forest. Vanam, aranyakam, these are all forest. Veda vana also is called Upanishad. Veda vanam is called Upanishad. Brahat aranyakam, aranyaka bhagaha. Like that. In Aranya Bhage, he is available. One who can be known through a forest called Brihadaranyaka or Upanishad Aranyaka. Then another meaning is, Vanam means Vananam, Yachakam, begging. So one who begs him for his vision, for him is Gocharaha. Gocharaha means another meaning, one who is available for knowing. So, thus, any name you address, he says, yes, I will see some Sanskrit rule and I will find the real meaning. So, Bhagavan accepts any name you give to him. So, Bhagavan said to Hiranyaksha, what you spoke is a truth. We are wild animals, but why we are roaming here, you know, we want to hunt Grama Simhan like you. So he is just mocking at Hiranyaksha. Grama Simhan. Grama Simhan, you might have heard this word. Grama Simhaha means a dog. We are wild animals who are roaming in order to hunt these people like you, dogs. You are such an idiot and slave to your sense organs, and you are with lot of arrogance and ignorance. I have taken this animal farm to catch people like you who live animalistic life. So, I have taken this farm to catch you because you belong to me. In this indirect way, Bhagavan was talking. because very avatara is meant to catch hold of this Hiranyaksha. So Hiranyaksha fought with Lord, finally he was killed by the Lord. See, while they were fighting, rishis and other devatas, spectators, they were very happy because at least one part of the problem is gone. And rishis slowly came near this person, because Bhagavan killed him by his leg, he kicked that fellow, so he fell down. For rishis it is a wonder, because even though this fellow doesn't do any tapasya, he got a kick from Bhagavan. Generally generally to touch the Bhagavan's feet itself you have to do lot of tapasya and other thing. To see his pada darshana is very rare, and to hold his pada is still rare. This fellow could get the kick from the Lord's feet. So they came near to the Hiranyaksha's body, and first they confirmed whether he died or not. Then they praised the Lord and they went away. Hearing the story of Hiranyaksha, Vidurji asked Maitreya Rishi how Hiranyaksha could possess such a strength by which he could fight with Bhagavan. Because to fight with that type of caliber, you should have some caliber, na? And fighting was going on for a long time. And Hiranyaksha could even ward off all the gata and other things which were sent by Bhagavan. He could escape, and he could prati astra also he could send like that. So how Hiranyaksha got this much power? Maitreya Rishi told, they were both Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were Dwarapalakau, Jaya and Vijaya. They were gatekeepers in Vaikuntha Dhama, in Vaikuntha Loka. Once what happened? Sanakati Rishis, who are habituated to roam according to their wishes, one day they thought, let us go to picnic, we will go to Vaikuntha. Because their picnic spots will be like that one. So, when they went to Vaikuntha, they wanted to see the Lord, and they don't have any habit of getting obstructed by anyone. Because as even they have the desire, they can fulfill, that's just they can. So they wanted to see the Lord. They were just going, entering the Vaikuntha Dhama, where Bhagavan's special palace is there. All Varnana is there in Bhagavata. So Bhagavan's special palace, they entered, and the palace had 7 gates. 6 gates, they were not obstructed. When they tried to enter the 7th gate, this Dwarapalaka saw 4 people without any dress in the form of 5-year-old children. All these Sanaka, Sanantana, Sanatana, Sanat Kumara, all were like 5-year-old children without any dress. So these sages, who were looked like 5-year-old children, seeing them, these gatekeepers did not allow them to enter. Because a Rajaji Raja is there inside. Imagine for 5-year-old children, 4 children come and without dress also. If they enter, naturally the gatekeeper will think that these children will go and disturb. So they blocked the entry of these rishis, who were worthy of highest respect, and whose arrival will delight the Lord himself. So when their entry was obstructed, whole mind of the rishis were, we should have darshan of the Lord, we should have darshan of the Lord, like that. You can imagine, you are going to Tirupati, you want to have darshan of the Venkatachalapati, and nicely you travel so many hours, and you just go in front, they close their door. How much anger you will get? Similarly, they got angry and cursed the gatekeepers. को वामिहैत्य भगवत परिचर्ययाच्चैः तद्धर्मिणां निवसतां विषमस्वभावः तस्मिन् प्रशांत पुरुषे गत विग्रहे वाम को वा आत्मवद् गुहकयो परिशंकनीयः. इन दिस वैकुंठ लोका डिवोटीज हु लव्ड द लॉर्ड इंटेंसली दे अलोन कैन फाइंड ए प्लेस. हाउ इज इट पीपल लाइक यू हु हैव परवर्स्ड माइंड कैन लव हियर. सनकादि ऋषिस addressing the Dwarapalakas, Jaya and Vijaya. The Lord is the embodiment of peace and devoid of all enmity and antagonism. He is the embodiment of compassion who can accommodate even sinners. So where is the question of Bhagavan rejecting us? And He is embodiment of peace and devoid of all enmity. Nobody can have enmity towards Him. So, how can you suspect that anyone can come here with evil intentions against the compassionate Lord? One idea is nobody has a capacity to harm the Lord. Another idea is nobody will wish to harm the Lord because He is so compassionate. Who will wish to harm the Lord? So, since you are perverse, therefore only you are thinking others also as perverse. So, since you have evil intentions, therefore only you are thinking about us also having evil intentions of disturbing or trying to harm the Lord. Nahyantaram bhagavatiha samasta kukshau atmanam atmani nabho nabhasiva dhiraha pashyanti yatra ivayo suralingino kim vyutpaditam hyudarabhedi bhayam yatosya. Now, Sanakadi Rishi say, as a person cannot differentiate one part of the space from another part, so wise men like us also don't differentiate the Lord from themselves. We don't have any differentiation between us and the Lord because of this wisdom. So, wise men never see any difference between themselves and the Lord. What type of Lord? Entire creation is with Him inside His kuksha. Kukshi means a stomach. Entire creation is within His stomach. That's what we find in Krishna Avatara time when Yashoda mother asked to open mouth to find whether this fellow has taken mud or not. When he opened, what happened? Entire universe was shown. So, when entire creation is inside the stomach, where is the question of somebody comes out of that creation and trying to harm the Lord? How can you feel that you have to protect the Lord? It's an insult to the Lord. Security is possible for a weak person. You can give security, you can think that you can give security only to a weak person. He is Sarvajnaha, Sarvashaktiman. How can you protect an omnipotent entity? And how can you have fear that somebody will harm the Lord? So, fear is always the result of ignorance. Didiyadvai bhayam bhavati. There must be second entity to create. How nicely in Shapa also Vedanta comes, you see. How nicely they are given, you see. How can you have fear which is the result of ignorance? Where is the necessity of protecting the Lord when the Lord is Sarvashaktiman? In fact, you got fear because you are in ignorance. Being ignorant people, you are unfit to stay here. Having ideas like fear and protection, which are the products of ignorance, you are unfit to live in this Vaikuntha Dhamma. Therefore, we have decided to reform you. What is the reformation? Tadva mamushya paramasya vikuntha bhartuhu kartum prakrishtamiha dhimahi mandadhibhyam lokanito vrajatam antarabhava drishtya papiya sasat Trayayime ripavosya yatra. You both are excommunicated from Vaikuntha. One word is enough. Gone over. All their tapasya, devotion, nothing can save them. Because of your separatist outlook and because of your idea of fear, you are condemned to occupy inferior regions wherein these things are allowed. You cannot have fear staying in Vaikuntha. You can have fear staying in Bhuloka. Like that, they gave Shapa. Hearing the curse of Sanakati Rishi, these Dwarapalakas immediately understood their mistake and fell at their feet and requested to forgive them. So once told is told, you cannot take back that word. That is the power of Satya. So they knew that. They did not ask for Shapa Nivarana. They asked for Shapa Vimochana. So how to come back again? Okay, we did mistake. We got the punishment. But while having punishment also, we want to have a favor, a great favor. So what is that favor? Please bless us that we should never forget the Lord. Mavo Bhagavat Smritigno Moho Bhavediha. They requested that in whatever lower region, in whatever body they are going to be born, still in that life also they should have Harismarana continuously. Forgetfulness of the Lord is a real danger. So therefore these Dwarapalakas, they were ready to go through any type of punishment. So seeing their humility, immediately Sanakadrishi is told Tathastu. So their anger all momentary. Then they go proceed. So they said, okay, you will always remember the Lord. Like that they blessed it. Hearing the commotion, Bhagavan Vishnu, who came to know about the misbehavior of his Dwarapalakas against these Sanakadi Rishis, Bhagavan immediately rushed to this spot. And Shukacharya says, Bhagavan did not appear suddenly, but he came by foot along with Sri Lakshmi. Paramahamsa Mahamuninam Anveshaniya Charanau Chalayan Sahasri. That Charana, which is the shelter for Paramahamsa Mahamunis, that Charana walked for the sake of seeing this Paramahamsa Sanakati Rishis Sahasri along with Sri Lakshmi. Because Bhagavan need not walk and come. And where is the question of Bhagavan, infinite Bhagavan, having feet at all? He doesn't need feet for walking. He doesn't need a mouth to eat. He doesn't need eyes to see. He doesn't need ears to hear. Because Draupadi, when Draupadi cried, Krishna was in Dwaraka, hundreds of kilometers away. But Bhagavan heard. And when he wanted to give sari, he did not bring it by hand. Bhagavan could give without apani padaha, like that Shastra says, he doesn't have padaha, he doesn't have hand. Then why Shastra talks about all these things, the beautiful form, shantakaram, bhujagashayanam, padmanabham, suresham, like that. He doesn't need anything, but devotees need. Devotees want Bhagavan's feet to hold on, devotees want Bhagavan's hands to decorate and bless. Devotees want Bhagavan's eyes to see them. So for their sake, he has assumed the form. Bhagavan came running. Bhagavatam talks about the beauty of the Lord. Sanakadi Rishis, who are habituated for Nirguna Dhyanam, who are habituated to meditate on the Lord as formless and attributeless entity, now they are seeing the glorious form of the Lord. That form which can mesmerize the jnanis,
that form which is the source of life for devotees, that form is seen by Sanakadi Rishis now. Sanakadi Rishis simply mesmerized. That is the glory of his forms. Atma Rama Guna Karshi, Rupa Goswami says. Not only this form is attractive one for the ignorant people, the very same form is mesmerizing one even for the Atma Ramaha. So being mesmerized by the beauty of the form, the Sanakadi Rishis sang the glory of the Lord.
Tam tvam vidam bhagavan paramatma tattvam satvena sampratiratim rachayantam esham yatte anutapa viditair dhrida bhakti yogaihi udgrantayo hriti viduhu munayo viragah.
Hey Bhagavan, we know that you are paramatma tattva. You are a formless entity. You are without any attributes in reality. Even though you are formless in reality, still you have taken this sattvic form as Vishnu in order to give infinite joy to the devotees. Your real nature is formless and attributeless, but still for the sake of making your devotees happy, for the sake of fulfilling their desires, for the sake of giving an opportunity to worship them, you take form. Though these forms are mithya, though these forms are not in reality as your nature, but still it is a mesmerizing one. How can these Sanakadis say that the forms of the Lord are mithya? The logic is, yad alpam tan martyam. Form means it is a limited with boundary. Whatever is limited by space having a boundary, tadu martyam, it will get destroyed. God can never be located in one place, and if he is really located, then he will be limited by the location. Being limited, what is the rule? Tan martyam, yatu yatu alpam tadu tadu martyam. A limited entity can never be the goal of humanity. A limited entity can never be the source of joy, can never be the source of freedom. That's why Upanishad says, Bhumaiva sukham nalpe sukham asti. Bhumayeva sukham. Bhuma means infinite. Infinite alone is sukham or sukha hetuhu, not the alpam. Nalpe sukham asti. Yatra nanyat pashyati, yatra nanyat shunoti, yatra nanyat vijanadi. Tad bhuma. Yatra anyat pashyati, anyat vijanati, tad alpam. That which is infinite, that alone will be the sukham or sukha hetu. Therefore, O Lord, this real nature of yourself is revealed to your devotees who are endowed with renunciation and unflinching devotion. By revealing your nature, you cut asunder the knots of the ignorance and you destroy their samsara, their suffering.
Vidyate hridaya grantihi chidyante sarvashamshayaha kshiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare.
Upanishad says, when the reality of the Lord is known, then bhidyate hridaya grantihi, the knots of ignorance are cut asunder. Chidyante sarva samshayaha, all the doubts about the absolute nature of the Lord and relative nature of the Lord are destroyed. Kshiyante chasya karmani, all the karma phalam which are caused by ignorance and which are the causes of punarjanma, all of them are destroyed. Then if God is formless, How can you justify that he has forms and he is staying in Vaikuntha, he is staying in Shivaloka, etc.? When Shastra says that God is in Vaikuntha or in Shivaloka, we have to understand that the God is in Vaikuntha also, in Shivaloka also, in heaven also, in Naraka also, in Bhuloka also, in the temples also, in your house also, in your puja room also, in your that kitchen turmeric powder by which you make a Ganapati, Mahaganapati Avahayami, when you say, in that turmeric powder also, in your heart also. So, infinite Lord, who is not bound by time and space, is available everywhere at any time. That is the idea. So, he can take any form, being the only reality in the creation.
Natyantikam viganayantyapite prasadam kindvan yadarpita bhayam bruha unnayaiste ye angatvadangri sharana bhavatah kataya kirtan yatirthayashasaha kushalarasagnyaha.
Oh beloved Lord, oh worshipful one, your devotees who are kushalaha rasagnyaha, who understand your incomparable glories, who are very intelligent and who are rasagnyaha, they understand your incomparable glories. Your devotees who are kushalaha rasagnyaha, who are intelligent and men of subtle tastes, they understand your incomparable glories. Therefore, they have taken shelter at your feet because they don't consider even videha mukti, atyantikam muktihi, as greater gift compared to your service. Then what to talk about worldly boons? These boons can give only perishable joy, and that too in a fleeting life. It is so fleeting that human life is. So, where is the question of devotees asking for worldly gains? If at all they ask for your service. They don't even ask for videha mukti. By this prayer, rishis say, we want to serve you, O Lord, that we want to be the part of your leelas, that we want to be jivan muktaha for a long period. To serve the Lord means to have individuality with a particular form. To be with a particular form means to be born again and again. To be born again and again means to suffer in samsara again and again. Do you agree for all these sufferings? Sanakadi Rishi say, where is the question of suffering for us?
Kamam bhavasavrijinair nirayeshu nastad cheto alivadyati nute padayoramet vachaschanas tulasi vadyati te angrishobhaha puryetate gunaganair yadikarnarandraha.
We are ready to burn millions of times, provided chetaha alivadyati nute padayo ramet. If our mind revels at your holy feet, like a honey bee revels in the honey, if our mind revels at your holy feet, and if our speech can talk about the glory of your lotus feet, and if our ears are filled with your glories, then where is the question of samsara for us? As long as we hear your glories, as long as we talk your glories, as long as our mind is reveling in your lotus feet, where is the possibility of suffering, O Lord? Even if we are born in Naraka, if we get all these blessings, that is enough for us. So what does this shloka means? Even Naraka Vasa will become Jivan Mukti if there is remembrance of the Lord and devotion to the Lord. And just opposite is, even Surgavasa will become a painful affair, samsara, if we forget the Lord, and if we forget to talk about the Lord, to think about the Lord, to hear about the Lord. So, by this stotra, they wanted and they conveyed that they are ready for Leela. Hereafter only, varieties of Leelas are going to come. Bhagavan, who was pleased with their singing, he replied in a beautiful way.
Tadvad prasadayami adhya brahmadaivam param gime tadhityatma kritam anye yastu apumbirra satkritam.
O sages, I accept the validity of the curse given to my Dwarapalakas. They have insulted and misbehaved with you, and they have disregarded my command. Therefore, I accept whatever punishment was given to them, I accept. As far as I am concerned, I consider sadhus as the object of my worship. Brahma param daivam hime. For me, param daivam is Brahma. Sadhus are my highest object of worship. Therefore, I ask pardon from you all, because the master is responsible for the crime committed by the servants. Tadhi atmakritam manye. I consider that this crime is done by me, that I have insulted you all. Therefore, please forgive me. I cannot afford to live without you. I cannot afford to live antagonizing the sadhus. Unless sadhus are propitiated by me, I cannot have any glory at all. Because one glory which I don't have, you the sadhus have. What is that? Sanakadi Rishi sir wondered. What is that glory that which Bhagavan doesn't have and sadhus have? Bhagavan says here, whenever I come to the world manifesting myself as avatara and try to teach the humanity, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam charanam vraja aham tva sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchaha. Come to me. Whenever I call the humanity, humanity laughs at me. It ridicules me. And some are even fighting with me. Some come with swords and arrows. And sometime, some of the manifestations of me are even crucified. For me, enemies are more than my real devotees. So I could not convince the humanity that coming to me is the only way for getting shanti. But you, the sadhus, are successful in conveying this idea that coming to me is the only way for shanti. And when you preach this, even when people antagonize you, you conquer their enmity by your love and devotion. And there is no enemies at all in reality for you. That is why I cannot afford to live without you. I cannot afford to get even a devotee without the help of you, the sadhus. Like this, Bhagavan started glorifying the sadhus, and it is a beautiful portion wherein sadhu mahima, jnani mahima is given by the Lord's, through the Lord's mouth, which we will see in the next class.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.
తదేవ రమ్యం రుచిరం నవం నవం తదేవ శశ్వన్ మనసో మహోత్సవం తదేవ శోకార్ణవ శోచనం నృణ యదుత్తమ శ్లోక యశోను గీయతే గోపికా జీవన స్మరణం గోవిందా గోవిందా.